Okay, we're planning a special show Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, to talk about bullying and cyberbullying. Robin Sachs will be here along with Dr. Michelle Golland, who will talk about bullying, and in particular something called the Bully Box System. I want to share this with you.
Depression-related suicide is the third leading cause of death amongst young people. Hi, I'm Dr. Partha Nandi, host of Ask Dr. Nandi, a physician, a husband, and most importantly, a father.
And I'm Dr. Michelle Golland, a clinical psychologist in the media and my own private practice, a family and children's advocate, wife, and most importantly, a mother. In our country, an estimated 160,000 students skip class every day because of being bullied.
The effects of bullying can lead to serious mental and psychological health issues that can last a lifetime.
Kids who are bullied are far more likely to fall into depression.
You know, Michelle, these are pretty scary statistics, aren't they?
They absolutely are, Dr. Nandi. And all of us as parents should be afraid of what goes on in our schools around antisocial behaviors.
Now, you and your team have developed a new program to combat this, right?
Absolutely. We've developed a system called the Bully Box System, which is a wraparound approach to dealing with antisocial behaviors in schools.
Let's ask a little bit more about the Bully Box System.
Well, this was developed because what we found was that there were so many incidents going on in schools that they weren't being reported. And we wanted to give a place for those kids that are often what we call the bystanders, to have a place to voice their concerns. Because we think as parents and staff and teachers that kids are going to come to us. But what we find is they know a lot more that is going on than they ever reveal. And so this goes up in restrooms, in elementary schools, and there is a checklist form to make it very easy for the kids to fill out, and they can report who they're concerned about, what the behavior is, and they drop it in the box, and it is read by what we call safe teachers.
Oh, and it's anonymous, so they don't really have any idea who these people are.
No,
there's no fear.
It's absolutely optional. Sometimes we're assuming kids will put their name. Others, they may just report who they're worried about and who else the teachers should speak to, meaning who is displaying the antisocial bullying behaviors.
And for those of you at home wondering, you know, what bystanders really mean, bystanders are the ones who just watch the bullying happen. And sometimes they're crucial because if we can get the bystanders to let people know what's going on, we can stop this bullying.
Yeah, what we find psychologically is that it's the bystanders that affect the bullying system more than any other player.
So really the bully now can't hide at all. There's no place for them to hide, is there?
There isn't. There's no place for the bully to hide. And the goal of this program is really to be a wraparound approach. And what that means, Dr. Nandi, is we have a lot of systems in place in schools that do the cheerleading program, where the No Bullying Week, you sign a pledge and you get a bracelet. But that's what we call a one-shot deal. What the Bully Box System does is it keeps the student body healthy over the entire school year.
Not just one period of time when you go through an event, rather this box is present all the time.
It's present all the time, and then we also, with this approach, give periodic, every 6 weeks, homeroom check-ins that the teachers, it takes 5 minutes, and again, it's a standardized form that the kids fill out, and they can report what they're worried about. Are they feeling sad? Are they feeling lonely? It's really keeping what we call the temperature of the student body not too hot and not too cool, but just right.
That's a great analogy. So keep the temperature just right so you wouldn't want to place too much attention or too little, just the amount of attention so you know what's going on.
Exactly. And it's really important that we understand that in the social dynamics of elementary schools, we have what I call the ABCs of social dynamics.
Well, what's that?
And that is, we all could probably right now identify what group we fall into or what we fell into. We are either going to be alphas. Alphas are leaders. They tend to be very socially savvy. They often are the group that ends up being the kids that bully. If you're a bully, you're most likely going to come from what we call the alpha group.
Okay.
Then we have the bystanders. Those are the Bs. Bystanders are the majority of the elementary school or any school. They they're socially equipped. They often have their own group. They may be in different groups, but they are the ones that witness the antisocial behaviors.
And often don't do anything.
And often don't do anything or don't know what to do. And most of them are scared. They don't like what's happening. And then the most important group is the of concerns. They're the C's. Those are the kids that are different, that may have a disability. They may be a different race, something
too tall, that stands
too fat, something that stands out, socially awkward.
Right.
Kids that have ADD or ADHD that just don't really navigate the social system well. Those will be the kids that will be targeted. So what this does is teach parents to identify their kids in the ABCs, the staff, the administration, so that when you look out on the playground, you will have a very different view of what is socially happening and be able to intervene very quickly.
And you can get the training that you need. Now, where can they get more information about this bully box?
They can go to my website, which is www.yourshrinkisin.com.
That's great.
And there'll be a bully box tab that you can go on, and we will come, we will train, and we will really help put a curb, really, into bullying. Because kids are going to be antisocial. That's what we do. We learn how to navigate social worlds. We just have to quell it.
And let's hope that this bully box really goes into every school in the country. Thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you so much.
It's a really important issue.
Okay, we want to thank Dr. Golland for that, and yourshrinkisin.com, and ask Dr. Mandy also. The bully box system and the discussion on cyberbullying with Robin Sachs and Dr. Michelle Golland will be on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern. I think it's a very important topic and one that we will be covering here in depth on Scared Monkeys Radio. That's today's commentary.